This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day amid repeated disruptions and uproar over the remarks of Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi relating to the unpublished book of former Army Chief M.M. Narvane. Mr. Gandhi spoke during the discussion on the motion of thanks and President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on commencement of the budget session. Speaking in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the Congress leader is misleading the House by quoting imaginary excerpts which are not factually correct. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha this morning took up discussion on the motion of thanks on the President Draupadi Murmu's address. A total of 18 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion in the lower house today, Union Minister and BJP MP Sarvananda Sonowal. He said the President's address reflected the government's vision of social justice, inclusive growth and commitment towards building Viksit Bharat.
Social justice for this government is not about slogan. It is about dignity, delivery and direct access. For employment and development in rural area, a law named Viksit Bharat, Jiramji, has been enacted.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today criticised Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks in the Lok Sabha during the motion of thanks, saying Mr. Gandhi has broken the rules of the House and he should apologise to the nation. The minister was talking to media in Parliament premises. Earlier, talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Rijiju said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address in the Lok Sabha on Wednesday. The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on the motion of thanks on the President Draupadi Murmu's address. A total of 16 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion, nominated member C. Sadanandan Master said, President Murmu in an address articulated a clear and confident vision of India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Supporting the motion, Dr. Medha Vishram Kulkarni of the BJP said, the President's address highlights India's continued progress. Digvijay Singh of the Congress alleged that the government is anti-farmer and anti-labour. Sagarika Ghosh of the TMC alleged that digital systems enabling cyber fraud and data scams. The discussion is underway. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has called the Union Budget 2026-27 futuristic, saying it lays the roadmap for the next quarter of the century. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Dr. Singh highlighted that the allocation of 10,000 crore rupees for Bio-Pharma Shakti will strengthen India's position in the bio-manufacturing sector. The Railway Ministry has allocated 14,205 crore rupees for West Bengal in the next fiscal. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the bullet train in India will connect Varanasi to Siliguri in West Bengal. This train will be expanded to Assam later. The minister was addressing the media in a post-budget interaction virtually today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the data in the economic survey clearly demonstrates the country's unprecedented progress on both the agriculture and rural development fronts. The minister was talking to reporters. Mr. Chauhan said over the past 5 years, the agriculture and allied sectors have recorded an average annual growth rate of 4.4% at constant prices, which is higher than the global average. The Defence Ministry has approved the grant of the Mini Ratna Category 1 status to Yantra India Limited, YIL. Congratulating the Defence Public Sector Undertaking, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said YIL successfully transformed from a government organisation into a profit-making corporate entity within about 4 years. Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, today said that India has made significant progress in wetland conservation, with the number of Ramsar sites increasing from 26 in 2014 to 98 at present. Addressing the event on World Wetlands Day 2026 in New Delhi, Mr. Singh noted that wetlands are not just ecological assets, but a source of traditional knowledge. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, gained over 1%. The Sensex jumped 944 points to close at 81,666. Asian Rifle and Pistol Shooting Championships 2026 began at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi today. The event brings together elite athletes from across Asia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.